If this broadcast reaches any other survivors, you are not alone. We are forming a network of survivors. We are on the west coast of the United States, though we hope for the network to reach as far as Baton Rouge one day. For 30 minutes after sundown each day, we will listen on this frequency for your response. I repeat, you are not alone.
We're back!
We've actually been back for a few days.
Yes, that's true. But the show is back!
I suppose that is technically correct.
Oh, come on. You're excited.
No, I'm very professional, and it is my job to broadcast
out. Come on!
All right. I admit it. I enjoy the show. And the audience. Frankly, anything that involves being back safe in our bunker.
You love it.
Yes, all right. I love it. I love the audience hanging on our every word. I love offering advice on things we know all about. I love being the expert.
Not technically the expert of anything.
It's my comfort zone. I hate venturing out into the world when we could just hunker down in our bunker being revered as gods.
Well, that might be a little bit of an exaggeration.
Yes, the cult-like following from A to Z listeners is inspirational. Their limitless devotion to us has been motivating.
You mean the devotion to the network?
The what?
The Survivors Network. Duelingham's network of survivors. The whole reason why we do this thing?
Oh yeah, yes, of course. Not their undying commitment to us, the commitment to the network.
Which is really just a commitment to themselves, the survivors.
Absolutely. We don't take any credit or expect to be compensated.
That's the right spirit.
And should they happen to build a life-size statue of us due to our contribution to the network that reunited the human race, well, we couldn't complain.
What would be the point of that? We wouldn't want to tear down something that required what I'm assuming is a massive supply of limited resources, such as solid gold.
Yes, I think that's a fair point. One thing we would never encourage is wasting precious resources. Another reason why we make fantastic leaders.
Speaking of leaders, that's a great intro to today's topic. Hello, survivors, and thanks for joining us for another episode of From A to Z with Art and Zoe. Welcome, listeners, and welcome, Art.
Thanks for having me, Zoe.
Today's topic can be somewhat controversial, but Art and I promise to handle it with the same delicate sensibility as we do all of our topics. Our conversation will be all about politics. Politics can be so divisive. It's important to remember that there are no right answers.
It's also important to remember that if there are right answers, we have them.
I think that goes without saying.
And yet, to be extra sure, I've said it. I want to be very clear here because in all the listener mail we've received, no one has ever asked us about politics.
Maybe that's because I mean, the listeners usually find politics to be tediously boring.
Could be. I may even side with the listeners on that one. Who wants constant political advertisements that no one cares about shoved down their throats when they least expect it? Our conversation will be deeper and helpful on a much more personal level.
All this and more after a word from our sponsors in 3, 2, 1. From A to Z is not responsible for the content of this advertisement. A close-knit family, ample supplies of food, absolute financial security. We're all looking for these essentials during the current apocalyptic times. If there's one person that can help you achieve these goals, it's a thorough planner, a business person, a devoted husband,
an expert on real estate,
the most knowledgeable person in this room on real estate.
Hello. I'm Arthur Chesterfield. I'm running for Secretary of Treasury of the West Coast of the United States. Though I am not one to brag, I know I'm the right person for the job. If you vote for me, you may be one of tens of people that made the right choice. We're anticipating very few votes, so now, more than ever, every vote counts. I'm looking forward to making a difference for your life and survival with my impeccable fiscal responsibility and caring touch. Email your vote to fromarttozo@gmail.com and do your part today.
Paid for by the committee to elect Arthur Chesterfield to Secretary of the Treasury of the West Coast of the United States. From A to Z with Art and Zoe does not endorse this nor any other candidate. Though we do think they're pretty cool and may be the only ones running in the first place.
I'm Art, and I approve this message.
Thank you for that brief word from our sponsors.
That Arthur fellow sounds like a great fit for all of our needs.
He sure does.
And this goes along exactly with today's topic. A lot of you may not know or understand this, but when it comes to politics, it's really all about the money. And it's very important to follow the money. Where did it all come from? And where is your tax money going? These are essential questions to ask of your elected officials, preferably before you elect them.
So, Art, please tell me, what exactly does the Secretary of Treasury do?
Zoe, I think it's pretty obvious. It all goes to the root of the word treasury, which is treasure. See, back in the day, a long time ago, let's say, communities were much less organized than they are now. Tax regulations were massive and confusing to the average person. Governments had so much money and they had no idea what to do with it all. So one day, they decided that one person should be responsible for the oversight of all the treasure. They called this person the Secretary of Treasury, and to this day, their job is much the same.
I'm still a little lost.
And I would expect it. Of course, you are an incredibly intelligent person and you know a lot about personal finance. But a person has to have a much higher degree of understanding of financial institutions and words like interest, depreciation, amortization, and cash monies really start to matter. To the layperson, it may all be a little muddled. That's why citizens need a Secretary of Treasury to take all of their money. to organize all of their money in such a way that they can more effectively get the use out of it. The whole point of this is finding a person that is trustworthy beyond all others and that no one ever has to worry about what happens to their tax money or supply contributions to the Survivors Network ever again. Life would be so much easier if we didn't have to worry about our own money and someone just handled everything for us. A good Secretary of Treasury never lets you think of it as your money again. That way, they shift the burden unto themselves.
I still don't feel like you answered what
I believe we have one more word from our sponsors today.
Oh, right. Yes, this one's for me. About me. The one that I found.
And now, that word from our sponsors in 3, 2, 1. The world is filled with opposites. Those who lead and those who follow. Those who prepare for the future and those that live in the past. People who are crushed under the pressure of stress, and then there are those that are turned into diamonds. One such sparkling diamond is running for the president of the West Coast of the United States.
Hey there, I'm Zoandra Chesterfield. I'm a successful small business owner, a talented chef and party host, and hopefully, your next president. I understand that it's important to be humble, but it's more important to be honest. I'm the right person for the job. You know it, and I know it. As a popular and well-liked podcast host, I'm practically running the country already. But I'm not even asking to be made the president of the whole post-apocalyptic United States, just these here ones in Pacific Standard Time. All we have to do is make it official. If you want to vote for me, email your vote to fromartozo@gmail.com. Together we can defeat the ZPA or whomever else is trying to beat us. Because if you don't vote for me, I'll know.
Paid for by the Committee to Confirm Zoandra Chesterfield as the President of the West Coast of the United States. From A to Z with Art and Zoe does not endorse this or any other candidate. But if they had to pick one, they would probably pick this one. Otherwise, they wouldn't let them run their advertisement on their show, now would they?
Thank you, Art. You know, before today's show, I had no idea that there was an election, let alone who I would vote for. Now I feel well informed and ready to cast my vote.
I do as well.
But certainly there should be a lot more positions than just Secretary of Treasury and President.
Sure, a traditional government may typically have more positions, but I think it's safe to say they're mostly for show. Why, even the election of president is a little more than a dog and pony show used to create excitement around the election of the position that really matters.
Which I assume you mean is the Secretary of Treasury?
Naturally.
Well, I think you have yet to see what I would do as the president. I always give 110% to everything, and with no other elected officials, I would rule with an iron fist and get things done exactly the way I want them done. Though, it would benefit the people most of all.
Now, Zoe, this is starting to sound like a bit of an endorsement for one specific candidate, which we know is not allowed without the very helpful disclaimers we've provided.
Art, I have never meant something more deeply from the bottom of my heart. Screw the disclaimers. Listeners, I want to be the president and run this half of the country for you. I want it, you want it, and there's nothing to stop us.
So, what about when our...
Oh yeah, and Art wants to be the secretary.
The Secretary of Treasury, but that's not the point. What I'm referring to is the very obvious elephant in the room we are not addressing. The shadow government. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, something suspicious is going on here.
We found the root of it. It was just Tanya time. Now that that nut job is gone, everything is back to normal. End of the world normal, but still normal.
No. Nope. I'm not afraid to speak out anymore. We have to work together to take them down. I don't know exactly who they are, but there is no denying that something is going on. It wasn't just other random survivors that depleted our food source. It was them. They are trying to control us, to manipulate us, and convince us to venture further outside of our bubble rather than stay safe. While I, for one, will not be contained, and I will not be so easily manipulated. It is time for us all to rise up and speak out against them. I will take power, and as my second in command, you will—
As the president?
Yes, you as the second in command president can help me on the way. These people will have no idea what hit them when the Duelingham's network of survivors comes their way. So, this is my last warning to you, whomever or whatever you are. It ends here, today. This is no war. This will be chaos. And we, those who have been blindly following the path you have forced us down, will finally be in control of our own destiny.
I think that's a good place to end for today.
No. No, this does not end here. This continues forever. No more rest or planning. The wheels are in motion. Get on board this train or get out of its way. That's my advice to you, listeners.
I think that's a good place to end the show for today.
Oh, yeah, sure. And that's all the time we have for today, folks.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of From A to Z with Art and Zoe. As a reminder, you can join the story at any time by emailing us at fromarttozoe@gmail.com. That's fromarttozoe@gmail.com. Things sound like they're about to get wild, so I'd love to hear your stories and answer your advice mail, but no promises unless it's really, really interesting. Or I forgot to put together listener mail topics and I just grab whatever's the newest. Be sure to vote in this week's election. Will you vote for Art and Zoe, or no one, since we're running unopposed?
This is a message for other survivors. We will listen for a response on this frequency for 30 minutes after sundown each day. We are looking for other people to join the revolution of the Dueling Hams network of survivors. Application required to prove your loyalty. Reach out and let us know you're there.
You are not alone.
Over.